I think we all know that anti-Semitism has continued to raise its ugly head in our world. But were you aware that perhaps some of the most dangerous people behind this movement might be in your church? The fact is, it's true, and most Christians have no idea it's even happening. Want to know more? I've got an expert on the program today that will explain it all.
Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Bernis, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. Could we be living in a time when the world has turned against the Jewish people, just as it did during the time of Adolf Hitler? And what may be worse, could the Christian church unknowingly be promoting this movement? Well, here with me today is one of the most respected Messianic Bible scholars in the world, Dr. Michael Brown. Dr. Michael Brown is back with us again. Ezra, this is the first time that you have joined our little powwow.
It is. What an honor to be with you, Dr. Brown. Excited to hear from you today.
Great to be with you.
I want to jump right in talking about anti-Semitism. What is anti-Semitism? We've all heard the term repeatedly. Give us a definition of anti-Semitism.
So anti-Semitism is fundamentally Jew hatred. It is hatred of Jewish people, demonizing of Jewish people as a people. It can relate to the modern state of Israel as well, where the modern state of Israel is delegitimized and demonized. It's not a matter of having a valid criticism or having a difference. It's a matter of the generalizing, the caricaturing, the demonizing. The Jews are this. The Jews are evil. The Jews want to take over the world. The Jews are subversive. And when it comes to the modern state of Israel, that the Jewish people have no right to be there, that they are committing genocide. It is these generalized false statements. So if you say, I went to school with a Jewish kid and he was obnoxious, that's not being an anti-Semite. It's being an anti-Semite if you say all Jews are obnoxious. If you say, you know what, I differ with some of Israel's policies with the Palestinians, that's not being an anti-Semite. It's being an anti-Semite to say Israel is part of a Jewish cabal to take over and dominate the whole world. And what's wild about anti-Semitism, you find it in the ancient Greco-Roman world before the time of Jesus. You find it in the early church and in church history right up until today. You find it in the world of Islam. You find it among black supremacists, among white supremacists. You find it with a Hitler, you find it with a Stalin. It is so widespread that to me, it's clear that ultimately the spirit behind anti-Semitism is demonic, Satan himself.
Well, we completely agree. But Dr. Brown, most people that are watching the program watch because they love Israel, they love the Jewish people. And I know what you're thinking at home. I'm not anti-Semitic. I love Israel, but you're making a claim that there's anti-Semitism in the church, that there is some form of anti-Semitism in Christianity. Unpack
yes.
that.
All right, so historically, as the Jewish people, as a people, did not follow Jesus as the Messiah, as the national leaders rejected him, as the church continued to reach out to Jewish people with the gospel, and these Jewish people continued to reject the gospel, that this became further proof that the Jews as a people are stiff-necked, hard-hearted. You say, well, God says that about the Israel people of Israel in the Bible. Okay, well now you extend it when Gentiles are saying it about the Jewish people, and now beginning to demonize the Jewish people, and then to caricature them as all Jews through all ages are somehow guilty of the crucifixion of Christ. If you live 500 years after Jesus in another country and never even heard of him, but you're Jewish, you are now complicit. You are now a Christ killer. So this led to a lot of wrong attitudes. And since Christ is God, then the Jews are guilty of deicide, killing God. Hmm. So this is something that's actually made its way through church history. And then what's happened over the centuries in the church is that, say, with modern Israel, initially, after the horrors of the Holocaust and the recognition that the church is wrong theology, the church is the new Israel, the church has replaced the old Israel, God is forever done with the Jewish people as a people, that wrong theology helped to contribute to the anti-Semitism of Europe before the Holocaust, the centuries leading up to it. Many theologians were grieved over it. They recognize, wow, our wrong teaching has paved the way for this. And then the birth of the modern state of Israel, it seemed miraculous. And the Six-Day War, I mean, we remember these things unfolding and Jerusalem back in Jewish hands and all of this. That was a long time ago. And the media has so demonized Israel for so many years and made Israel into the evil Goliath in the Middle East, committing apartheid and genocide against the Palestinian people, that sympathies have even turned against Israel. And some of the old lies have been resuscitated even within the church.
But I often hear that there is a separation between Zionism and being against Zionism and being anti-Semitic. They're two completely different things. That's the argument I hear from those that are opposed to the Jewish people occupying the West Bank in other areas that don't belong to them. How do you respond to that? True or untrue?
Sometimes you can be against Israeli policies and strongly criticize the nation of Israel and call them out for falling short and call out just the sins of the modern state of Israel, and that's perfectly fair. In fact, you can be a friend of Israel and do that. You can be a Jew lover and do that. Or you can theologically differ with Zionism and say, I don't see in the Bible a prophesied return of the Jewish people to the land. We can debate those things, but when you delegitimize Israel as a whole, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free, meaning no Jewish state, no Jewish people living there. When you say all Israelis are this, or Israel itself is guilty of these various things, so it is the demonizing and the delegitimizing, so that often anti-Semitism is just a mask to wear, cloaking, anti-Zionism is a mask that we wear cloaking our anti-Semitism.
So anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism.
In its root, it works out the same way.
Okay. Ezra, I have this growing concern for your generation and generations younger than you. They don't seem to buy into the right of the Jewish people to the land.
Sure, and I'm right on the cusp, Jonathan, between the Gen Xers and the millennials, depending on how you count. But there's this sense, Dr. Brown, that it's politically correct to make heroes out of the oppressed Palestinian people, and therefore, out of necessity, you have to vilify the Jewish people in the state of Israel.
Right. So the way it unfolds is this, and really there are two aspects to it. One is lack of theological grounding. Just in general, our culture today is less biblically literate. Mm-hmm. So without a biblical grounding that we believe this because Scripture says it, it's easy to drift away.
That's right.
And then the younger generation wants to side with the oppressed, which is a good thing, wants to see justice.
Sure.
But it's often short-sighted. For example, the younger generation can say, well, Billy and Bob are nice guys, and they love each other. Why shouldn't they be able to be married? Without looking at the larger picture of the meaning of marriage and the purpose of marriage and family in society. The same way, you can look at things in a micro level. Well, why does Israel have this wall up here? And why is Israel being mean to the Palestinians without saying, wait, there's a larger history. There's a history of being surrounded by terrorists that want to destroy them and kill them. And Israel is simply seeking to live with security. And if the Palestinian leadership was really committed to living side by side with Jewish people, then things would look tremendously different. In other words, the onus is on the Palestinians. The Israelis are simply doing their best to survive in a fair and equitable way. But we must. And Jonathan, you're absolutely right. We must reach the younger generation, because what was kind of taken for granted with our generation and almost the sentimentalism and, oh, Israel, oh, the Jews, and God is protecting the Jewish people, it is not so widespread around a younger generation, even among Christians.
I think that's a really good point. I think fundamentally that the younger generations aren't either being taught or buying into the idea that God has decreed a land for specific people. That seems to be maybe it's a devaluing of the whole scriptures or biblical illiteracy. I don't know.
Yeah, so there is biblical illiteracy. So I often think, hey, let's not just throw this on the kids. What about the parents who raise them? What about our larger church environment and how deeply we're being taught the word? So those are larger questions that I have. And then the other thing is this idea of moral absolutes starting with God, as opposed to this relativism of, well, this is how it feels and appears in the society around us. All we're saying in Zionism is that the Jewish people deserve a homeland, and that is its historic homeland in Israel. And all we're saying with biblical Zionism is that this is what God explicitly says in his word. But because, especially in America, think of it, Jews, by and large, are more prosperous than the average. They have more influence on average than other groups in America. So it's hard to recognize how persecuted, hated, despised, marginalized Jewish people have been through history. And tragically, Jonathan, it seems the only time the church is really, really sympathetic, or society really, really sympathetic to Israel and the Jewish people, is if a lot of Jewish people are dying. Otherwise, anti-Semitism seems to be the default attitude of the human race.
What's frightening to me, and it really is frightening, the Holocaust wasn't that long ago, and the birth of the modern state of Israel.
Sure.
But it's long enough ago that we're seeing the repeat trends again.
Yes.
Very sadly. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, isn't it? Are you seeing that in your research?
Absolutely, shockingly, and especially through internet, the most fringe, obscure things become the norm.
This is shocking and should be a concern to every one of you that are watching. Well, as a Christian, you could be walking around with a target on your back and not even know it. We have to take a short break, but when we come back, Dr. Brown is going to share more with you. There really are groups out there looking to take Christians out of the picture, and you need to know how to be prepared. This is information you can't afford to miss. We'll be right back.
Anti-Semitism can be found not only among those opposed to the Jewish people, but it's also prevalent in the Christian church. Jonathan wants you to be informed, which is why he put together this bundle of resources. As you join us in supporting Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40, you'll receive Michael Brown's important new book, Christian Anti-Semitism, and Jonathan's mini-book, Why Satan Hates the Jews. And as an added bonus, we'll include the new Jewish Voice wall calendar for 2022. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. As you make an ongoing commitment with a gift of just $30 today, we'll include two more important resources: Michael Brown's historical manuscript, Our Hands Are Stained with Blood, and Jonathan's in-depth teaching on audio CD, The Dangerous Lie of Replacement Theology. Again, you will receive this entire bundle from Jewish Voice for your generous support of just $30 a month. Make sure to request the Christian Anti-Semitism package when you join us as a monthly partner today. Please call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always give online at jewishvoice.tv or simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now let's rejoin Jonathan, Ezra, and Dr. Michael Brown.
Dr. Brown, I left off before the break by saying that Christians have a target on their back without even knowing it. Can you expound on that?
Yeah, well, if you are standing with Israel, if you believe that God brought the Jewish people back to the land, if you believe that God still has purposes for the Jewish people as a nation, and you begin to address these things, suddenly you come under all kinds of attack and onslaught. And I mean primarily online, with just a barrage of attack and lies.
You speak from example, by the way.
Yeah, look, I'm in the thick of controversy. When I got saved just about 50 years ago, heavy drug user, all that, wonderfully, gloriously born again, My dad sees the change in my life. He says, Michael, that's wonderful, but we're Jews. We don't believe in this. He leads me to meet with the local rabbi. So from day one, I've been in the midst of controversy and all of that, but I don't look for it. I don't try to provoke things. I'll just answer an honest question about the Talmud. And I'm not a Talmudic Jew. Obviously, I'm not a rabbinic Jew. I'm not an Orthodox Jew. I differ with the Talmud. I don't submit to Talmudic authority. But you'll hear all these lies about the Talmud. The Talmud sanctions pedophilia. The Talmud sanctions killing of Gentiles. So I'll just set the record straight on my radio show one day, and the next thing, there is a flood of attack. There, and here's what's crazy about this. You have, quote, evangelical Christian TV networks that are blatantly anti-Semitic. Hmm. You have Catholic scholars. Maybe they were fringe before, but with the internet, they have these big followings, blatantly anti-Semitic. I called out an evangelical Christian station, offered to meet with them, offered to have them on my show. I'd go on their show. Ultimately, they shut the door to me entirely. When there was the first impeachment hearing against Donald Trump, they got up and said, this is a Jew coup to get rid of Trump. Wow. And I said, wait, you have a previous broadcast where you say that the Jews control the White House, the Jews control the evangelicals, and the Jews control Trump, and the Jews got Trump in. And they said, yes, that's the one group of Jews, but the other group of Jews wants to get him out. When I call them out, so the Jews control everything, all sides. When they said, look, the Jews are about to take over. This is an evangelical Christian network. You listen to them at other points, and everything they'd say, we'd agree with. They get on the air. And they say, listen, the Jews are about to take over, and you know what happens when Jews take over? Millions of people die. I'm armed. You better get armed. I mean, you talk about utterly irresponsible rhetoric. So I simply correct them on my radio broadcast and our YouTube channel. And normally when I put out a video on YouTube or a daily broadcast, it'll be 95, 97% likes and, you know, 2, 3% dislikes and then the controversial comments. Well, this, it goes the exact opposite. It'll be 40% likes, 60% dislikes, and the video is watched 10 more times. I'm thinking, wow, where do these people come from? And then they're cursing me in Jesus' name for being a liar and being the Antichrist and being a secret agent for the Mossad. I'm thinking, have people lost their minds entirely? And I don't mind the attack. I live with that. But I care about the people. So when you stand up for truth, when you stand up for the Jewish people, yeah, when you expose the lies and stand up against them, there's now a target on your back.
Why is this such an important topic? And Ezra, it seems to be for the younger generations.
Sure.
Negatively, why is this so important in the midst of so many other issues that we're facing as believers? Why Israel?
Well, because Israel's salvation is of critical importance to the Lord, because the Messiah will not return until the Jewish Jerusalem welcomes him back, because Christian anti-Semitism has often kept Jewish people away from Jesus, because the turning of the Jewish people to the Messiah means life from the dead for the entire human race, the resurrection of the righteous and God's blessing to the nations. It's really important we get this right, and it's really important that Jewish people understand that real followers of Jesus don't curse them. They love them. They reach out to them. They care for them.
So I'm hearing you say that it's not just about a people. It's bigger than this.
Much bigger.
It involves the Jewish people, but God's concerns are much bigger than a people group.
Yeah, God's concerns are always much bigger. When God called Abram, it was so that the whole world could be blessed through him.
That's right.
Jesus, the Jewish Messiah, is the Savior of the whole world. So it's not about favoritism. We want to reach the whole world with the good news of the Messiah, but the whole world wants the Messiah to return, and Yeshua will not return until he's welcomed back by his own people. And look, we owe it to the Jewish people. When I say we, I mean the whole body, all believers. We owe it to the Jewish people to demonstrate that true followers of Yeshua are not marked by hatred and by believing conspiracy theories and by all types of ungodly attitudes, but rather by the same sacrificial love that drove the Messiah to the cross. The only way we can overcome this hate is with love. The only way we can overcome the lies is with truth.
Amen. Some of you watching need to be concerned about your not only your kids, but your grandkids, too. Ezra, what's the hot button here that's keeping millennials so antagonistic towards Israel?
I think, Jonathan and Dr. Brown, it's false choices, and I'll give you one example. If somebody in my generation says, I love the Jewish people, I believe Israel has an enduring right to the land, so you hate the Palestinians. Mm. How do you deal with false choices in that regard? without just being shut down.
Yeah, so with truth, we say, absolutely, I love the Jewish people, but I love the Jewish people because I love God, therefore I love the Palestinians. And I want the best for everyone. I believe God's ways will be the best for everyone. So it's so wonderful to expose that and to say it's not either or.
No, it's not either or. We support a number of ministries that are helping Palestinians. We believe God loves everyone. We also believe the gospel's to the Jew first, and that's what Jewish Voice is about. You've written a number of articles about Christian Zionism and asking the question, when did it be a sin? I think that's a very compelling title. When did it become a sin to be a Christian Zionist? Talk about that. You've been dealing with that quite a bit.
Yeah, so everything can swing to extremes, right? So you have the extreme of anti-Semitism in Jesus' name, which is an abomination. And then you have this love for Israel, this love for the Jewish people. It doesn't want to offend, that wants to distance itself from, quote, Christian anti-Semitism, that it goes to the other extreme and doesn't want to evangelize anymore. And doesn't want, think of this, doesn't want Jewish believers in the land to evangelize. It's one thing to say, hey, we need to be sensitive about proselytizing. And if we're setting up a community night to pray for the Jewish community and we invite the rabbis and so on, okay, you don't want to proselytize, and that's not proper setting. That would be a false setup. We just say, hey, you know what we believe. We want everyone to believe in Yeshua, but we're here to pray for you and stand with you and so on. That's one thing. I could understand being an organization that works within Israel in a humanitarian way and say, hey, we're not here to proselytize. I could understand that. Gentile Christians want to have those sensitivities. But when they tell us as Jewish believers that we should not share the good news with our own people, that's the worst thing of all. That's the greatest crime we could commit against the Jewish people, spiritually speaking, is to say that you don't get to hear the good news of the Messiah because he's the only way for everyone.
Yeah, right. I put it this way. You can love them unto death.
Yes.
You can love Jewish people unto death. It's well-meaning, but in fact, the gospel is the only way for them to experience a transformation in relationship with God. Look at Paul's heart cry. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Ezra, I think this separates Jewish Voice from so many other ministries.
That's right, Jonathan. So many in our audience love Israel. You stand with the Jewish people and you do your best to sow your resources into doing that. But we just want to challenge you, investigate where that support is going. Do the organizations you're supporting proclaim the gospel first to the Jew, or do they exclude that from a mission to the Jewish people? Think about that.
Yeah, we need to take a quick pause to share with you how you can get involved in helping Messianic ministries in Israel, because we believe in that. They're involved in the difficult task of reaching out to that nation with the good news. You know, it seems ironic that Israel would be a hard place to share the message of the gospel, but it truly is. The good news is many are coming to faith. Jewish people, Israelis coming to faith. Watch this quick message to learn how you can help, and then stay with us because we want to join you in praying for the nation of Israel and come into agreement for you for your needs and the needs of your family. We'll be right back.
Anti-Semitism can be found not only among those opposed to the Jewish people, but it's also prevalent in the Christian church. Jonathan wants you to be informed, which is why he put together this bundle of resources. As you join us in supporting Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40, you'll receive Michael Brown's important new book, Christian Anti-Semitism, and Jonathan's mini-book, Why Satan Hates the Jews. And as an added bonus, we'll include the new Jewish Voice wall calendar for 2022. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner as you make an ongoing commitment with a gift of just $30 today. We'll include two more important resources, Michael Brown's historical manuscript, Our Hands Are Stained with Blood, and Jonathan's in-depth teaching on audio CD, The Dangerous Lie of Replacement Theology. Again, you will receive this entire bundle from Jewish Voice for your generous support of just $30 a month. Make sure to request the Christian Anti-Semitism package when you join us as a monthly partner today. please call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always give online at jewishvoice.tv or simply text JVMI to 474747. You can also donate by mailing your gift to the address on the screen. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice. Now let's rejoin Jonathan, Ezra, and Dr. Michael Brown.
We just have a minute left. Michael, I'd like you to lead us in prayer for Israel, but also for the needs of the people that are watching, because they're vast in the midst of everything that's been happening
Sure.
in the world. So,
Father, we lift up Israel to you,
yes,
the one and only Jewish state on the planet. And we pray for your best, for your plan, for your mercy, for your grace, for your goodness. Reach out and touch your people in Israel and around the world. Bring about your kingdom purposes. Reveal Yeshua. Keep them safe. And Lord, for the viewers, for the supporters, Lord, you know the millions of needs represented,
yes,
but you
Lord.
Are a great God. Heavenly Father, pour out sustaining supernatural grace on your people. Meet their needs as they look to you in Yeshua's
Thank
name.
You, Lord, in Yeshua's name. If you'd like more information about our ministry, I'd encourage you to go to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv, jewishvoice.tv. And while you're there, you can also send us your prayer request right on the website. We're committed to reading your prayer requests and praying for each of you by name. We believe in the power of prayer and we care about you, but more important, God cares about you. As we close our program today, I want to remind you to keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6 exhorts us, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness with Dr. Michael Brown and Ezra Benjamin saying shalom and God bless you.
Don't miss the Jewish Voice Israel Tour. You'll walk the ancient streets where Yeshua walked. You'll learn from Jonathan Burness as he shares teachings at historic sites like the Old City of Jerusalem and other inspiring locations throughout Israel. You'll also enjoy your choice of 4 or 5-star accommodations.
I want to personally invite you to join me and Jewish Voice staff in Israel. This experience will change your life and you'll never read the Bible the same again.
For more information, call 800-299-9374 or go to jewishvoice.tv/Israel. Again, 800-299-9374 or jewishvoice.tv/Israel.